Straight up 9 o'clock in a few odd seconds. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And beyond right now, I know, is certainly happening in the next room, and I think way down in Florida and up in Toronto. And they're old friends, but we're going to put them to the test. We're going to put them up against the wall and say play or spray or something. I don't know. I don't know what rhymes with that. It's Shake and Dave and Dixie Peach here at the newly blessed Blues Studios at WYSO. And we're going to I was going to say let the tape run, but they don't use tape anymore. So we're just going to let them do what they want to do at their own pace. And it's all about having fun and hitting the note. And I want to once again introduce the – there's a lot of old friends in there, but I'm not going to cut any slack. Lee Swisher and Steve Benson, Steve Williams, Mike Roscoe, I know him better that way. Tony Paulus, the mythical baseball card dealer from the northwest portion of Ohio, and Mr. Ira Stanley. He and I go so far back, we could really bore you with a whole lot of tales, but we would probably get bounced off the air. So, with the inevitable help of the lady engineer, who I will just, I don't think she likes the limelight, so I'll be real quiet, but she does a spectacular job. If you guys are sort of, kind of, almost waving around in there, live and in living color from the soon-to-be-famous studios of WYSO, Dixie Peach, Ira Stanley and Company.
Thank you. am I wrong? Fall in love with you. Am I wrong? Fall in love with you. While your other man was out there cheating and lying, stepping all over you. Tell me, am I wrong? Holding on you so tight. Am I wrong? Holding on you so tight. When your other man comes to claim you, he better be ready, ready for a long haul fight. I gotta be strong. No, you don't depend on me. Gotta be strong. No, you don't depend on me. Give you all of my attention, all the love and all the love you need.
Trouble. 1974, the sky was full of
snow. I got
you
now. Sorry, I had to cue something up in here. That song, I do believe, was written by Tony Paulus. Am I correct on that?
That'd be right, Dave.
Well,
yep. He's a pessimist. He says the trouble with love is it's trouble. He's a pessimist.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with him. Anyway, I guess we're going to take a short break for just a minute. Yay, nay?
Yeah,
we'll,
whatever you want.
Cool? Okay, well, let's keep playing then. If it's, I can bring in an empty bottle for you or something.
What's wrong with a full bottle?
Yeah, let's bring in a full one.
Not allowed. You are in touch in tune with this presentation of Shaking Dave's Hall of Fame broadcast, but more specifically on this March 31st, it's tough for me to say, presentation, we are presenting our second edition of the Hall Pass program, and we've got some good friends, long time friends and compadres, both good and bad. Dixie Peach is here, and they are laying up a storm in the Weissel Studios, and Juliet Fromhold has outdone herself again. It's an impeccable mix, and I'm going to shut up. I thought we were taking a break here.
we'll do a couple more, off the CD.
Okay, and then send out for a pizza or something?
That's good, yeah. We haven't eaten.
Once again, we're in touch and tune with Dixie Peach live here from the Weissel Studios. Take it away, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely.
It's a sad day for me. She packed up and she walked out. It's a sad day for me. 'Cause since she took my pork chop, I'll be in misery. Staring at my pork chop, it's sitting there on a plate all alone. Pork chop, it's sitting on a plate all alone. It looks like when she left, she took the meat right off the bone.
job. That's something I can't live without. All right. A little Pork Chop Blues. How about that? We're going to do another song off the CD.
The Ribeye Blues.
This is a song we had a lot of good friends helping us out on the CD, and we had Jack Pearson play on this song, but he couldn't make it tonight, so I'm going to play his part. We'll see.
That's big shoes to fill there, Ira. Jack's pretty good.
This one's called Night Ride. Night when the road is calling with no end in sight, starts with a little. The road is your life. You gotta be focused. You're on the edge of a knife. That's the time, it's do or die. Say goodbye, 'cause you're an outsider, and now you're chasing the midnight rider.
Well, what can I say? We're here enjoying I can't call it impromptu. It sounds impromptu, and these guys would love for it to be impromptu, but it's well rehearsed, and I'd like to – you guys can take a short break if you want, or we can talk about where it all came from and where it's going, how it came about, all that. I'm not so sure how much of the listening audience wants to just hear the music or wants to know how it came about. I want to know that. But I know that there's a couple folks in there that go way, way back. And in 1968, I think, was when Roscoe and Ira first started playing together. And, gosh, that's a long time to put up with somebody.
What year was that?
1968.
That's when I was born.
Yeah, now, come on, right, Tony. Tony Paulus, for you listening, for the listening audience out there, Tony Paulus is playing the red keyboard. What is that, man? I was telling Juliet that is the best sounding B3.
It's
the Nerd.
It's a Nord Electro 3. It's a great board. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's impressive.
They got a newer version of it, but it's not really. Yeah, it's got the grind on it and Leslie and everything. It's a great board.
We're for those folks out there that are we're trying to create images for the longest time, and I'm a veteran of having to lug a B3 and a C3 upon occasion. I'm not sure just that added length of wood from the console to the floor if that added much weight, but my gosh, they were really heavy. And so then I know a number of B3s that were cut down very amateurishly, and I won't take any credit for doing anything like that. I was an artist. But finally then Hammond came up with some sort of an abbreviated version of a B3 that was supposed to be portable but wasn't. And it kept getting smaller. And this is off the track a little bit today, but my wife was doing a crossword puzzle, and she said, well, who invented the synthesizer? And I said, ARP. No, not ARP, Moog. But caught up in that framework was Hammond trying to come up with something that was portable.
Exactly.
And now
we all have problems with our L5 disc. I'm sure he knows around.
Oh, I thought that was a guitar.
Keyboard player.
L5C, right?
There you go.
Now, is the keyboard that you're playing there, is that affiliated with Hammond at all, or
no?
Oh, once again, what's the brand?
It's a Nord.
Nord.
N-O-R-D, yeah.
N-O-R-D.
It's a great board, yeah. And it's 40 pounds maybe.
Wow. Well, maybe I can get back into moving equipment. I could probably carry a Fender Telecaster in one hand, and then that'd be about it.
You know, Tony still uses a dolly on it, though.
Well,
better yet, get somebody else to carry it.
We are all, to a degree, creatures of habit. And once again, it's such a pleasure to have you guys in here. And on our first Hall Pass program, Eric Girardi and his band were here, and I made him feel so comfortable by misintroducing him, Eric. But they did a great job. You guys are doing a great job. And Juliet Frommelt is an extraordinary individual, but really on top of this whole engineering thing. So Lee Swisher, no longer involved in that little brick one-room building up on 68. He used to be a dispatcher up there for a number of years. Steve Benson, Steve Williams, Roscoe. His given name is Mike Roscoe. Still a downtown resident of Tip City, Ohio. That's Tony right. Paulus representing Northwest Ohio, and Ira Stanley representing Beaver Creek. And it's a pleasure to have you guys here. And I said something to Dave out there. Do you think it sounds like you guys feel really, really comfortable. And if you do, would you want to do something that you could really open up on?
Yeah.
Like Elizabeth Reed? No? You call it.
Why don't we warm up to that?
Yeah. We've got a couple of the almond things I might want to do.
Well, it's your call, man.
We could stretch a little bit on.
Well, I'm not trying to dictate. You do what you want to do. It sounds great in here. Once again, live and in living color from the soon-to-be famed studios here at Yellow Springs, Ohio, Dixie Peach and Company. On WYSO. Ready?
Piper died and loved me. Hey, good looking baby, I'm someone sweet and kind. Gone to the country, baby, don't you wanna go? You can't make it, baby. Your sister Lucy says you wanna go.
Gosh, Ira, I thought you were going to play on that one. You just caught me with a mouthful of shortbread, so I can't whistle a tune. Once again, we are 20 minutes away from the top of the hour. We are immersed in some deep southern blues rock, compliments of Dixie Peach with Ira Stanley and company, and it's so much fun, guys. I want to take advantage of you. I want you to play as long as you're comfortable doing it. No string cheese incident, though, please. And not unless it's in the form of Elizabeth Reed, maybe.
We might, on the break, we might think about that.
Okay, all right.
See if we can remember it.
Would that be like set number two? You're in touch and tune with this presentation of Shakin' Dave's Hall of Fame. more specifically, the Hall Pass program, the second edition of which is being held tonight, March the 31st, I guess sort of a swan song presentation of the Hall Pass program for the month of March. Great musicians lined up for the next 6 or 7 months. And my thanks to all the folks up here that have allowed me the space. It only took me 30 years to come up with something, but I'm glad to present this. And from the sounds of the response that we've gotten so far is nothing but absolute positivity. And if you guys want to play another cut, I might be getting into, you might have to run down the hall or something, so we don't want to waste any time. Once again, Dixie Peach and Company.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to have Tony play guitar here. He's brought out his guitar du jour that he has for today. I'm sure he'll sell it on the way home tonight.
Well, wait a minute, Tony. We could talk about that. I'm still in the guitar business of sorts. What is that? Is that a that would be a Gibson Les Paul. I've seen one or two of those. It looks good. Is that a vintage reissue? Yep. So you branched out. You're no longer just selling baseball cards. You're into six-string instruments as well. My son Griffin will be eternally grateful to Tony Paulus for all those baseball cards back in the late 90s. Once again, Dixie Peach.
Trapped woman on the second floor, having a style.
know where in the world I'm going out that front door.
Dixie Peach, live and in living color right here at WISO, the very electric studios of WISO. Some of the best stuff I've heard you guys play in a long, long time. It sounds like you're really, really comfortable. And that's such an aspect of warmth that can do nothing but add to the performance. And it's grooved out. I'm supposed to talk to allow Ira Stanley a chance to switch guitars. And I'm supposed to not even acknowledge that, but I'll put him on the spot because I like to do that. It's a Les Paul show in there for the gearheads that listen to this program, and I know there's a few. I'm looking at almost too much flame maple, huh? There's another one. We've got a lot of flame maple, and Les Paul's represented along with the really beautiful replica of The Fool.
Cool.
Painted the artist that did the SG that Todd Rundgren round up with, that was they were Danish and they were called The Fool, correct?
Yeah, that was their art studio. It was called The Fool.
And Gibson a few years back put out a few replicas of it. And Ira's got one of those in there. So it's a real guitar show here on Monday night. As I'm very appreciative of that, Ira and Tony and Lee.
I will show you some pictures on the break, but we've been invited to go down to Nashville and play for the Gibson Custom Shop rollout of their new Southern Rock tribute guitar. And
well,
that's happening in May. So
I can carry equipment as long as it's light. All right, guys. I'm at your mercy, but it's a good place to be right now. And whatever you want to do, short of playing cards, we're game.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna let Roscoe sing a song. This is one we actually recorded this on that album back in '74. We do it a little bit different now. It's Going Down. Thank you. On vocals, let's we got time before the top of the hour. Let's do.
You've got about 6 minutes before the top of the hour. Okay. The old that was the old Don Nix composition.
Yeah,
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful tune, yeah. Keeping the Tulsa time thing alive. Dixie Peach live here on Shakes Hall Pass program, and they're running the show, and I'm graciously, gratefully at their mercy. All yours, gentlemen.
Okay.
And I use the term loosely.
We're gonna do this is another song we actually recorded, Ray Charles' song. Who doesn't like Ray Charles? Unchain My Heart. Okay, so we'll try to do this one. Unchain my heart. Baby, let me be. Unchain my heart. You don't care about me. You got me sewed up like a pillowcase. Then you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby. Set me free. Unchain my heart. Baby, let me go. Unchain my heart. You don't love me no more. When I call you on the phone, some fella tells me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, baby. Set me free. I'm under your spell. Like a man in a trance, but I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Unchain my heart, you don't care about me. Thank you.
Cool enough. Dixie Beach live in living color right here at WYSO. Presentation number two of the Hall Pass program. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And as we ease our way into hour number three of this Hall of Fame Blues broadcast, I once again want to say that I'm so grateful for these guys to come up here. And you're welcome to play as long as you want. If you're getting into a groove, we want to take advantage of that. And once again, hats off to Juliet for all her wonderful mixing, engineering, etc. And we're exploring a side of the Hall of Fame show. It only took me 30 years to get to this point to have some folk come up here. And there's so much great talent here in the Miami Valley. And Ira Stanley and I go back so far. We couldn't talk very long. We couldn't carry on a conversation on the radio without attracting the FCC at some very close confines, but musically, I think we're safe, aren't we, Ira?
I think so. You're not going to talk about my cab ride in Dallas. I hope not.
Well, you just overpaid. I have a printout of it. A quick overview. We were at a guitar show in Arlington, Texas, and it's right before they built that really outlandish Texas Rangers Stadium. They had the old stadium, and they had a hotel on one side, a hotel on the other, and at about, if that was at 3 and 9 o'clock on the face of a clock dial, about 5 o'clock was where the hotel was. Well, we were trying to get back from one area of one hotel back to the other, and it was probably a couple hundred yards, and Ira got taken for a $20 cab ride for about 200 feet, but, you know, Those are the things that serve as inspiration for blues songs, right?
Yeah. I wasn't in my right mind, but
are you sure about that?
You would know.
Well, you know, it was. I think if we have to blame somebody, we'll blame it on the cabbie. But he saw a good thing, and he let it work for him. So, once again, we're into hour number three of this presentation of the Hall of Fame Blues Broadcast, Rhythm and Blues Broadcast here at WYSO. And if we can talk them into just a couple more, I it's anticlimactic for me to play any kind of recorded music after this live performance. I've got Kenny Burrell queued up. You want me to play a Kenny Burrell cut? And all right, we'll do that. I'll try and talk and program this. I don't have the I'm not nearly as adept as Juliet, but I think we can gear up Chitlins Con Carne, the original version, right here on WYSO as we let the boys take a bit of a break. Thank you. Kenny Burrell via Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studios. He wants to get another lick in there. I guess that's all right. And the original version that is one of the, is there such a word as apocryphal?
Apocryphal, yes.
Does that mean everything sort of a consummate example? No? Well, okay. Forget apocryphal. A consummate example of a blues jazz tune. That would definitely be Chitlins Con Carne. And a consummate example of pure Dayton, Ohio artistry via Residence Park, Lupine Records, 1962, Robert Ward. Robert Ward, and the Ohio Untouchables, which, of course, by now I know that my listenership knows that they became the Ohio Players. Robert took off just as Satch and Pee-wee and company and Marshall were about to make the big time with Mercury Records in Chicago. Robert Ward went to Detroit and did session work up there, but that's a story unto itself. Right now, a gentleman that most definitely influenced Robert Ward.
She's so fine, send those heat waves up and down my spine. Got a small waistline and a hip set way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. Hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Mama, like electric wire. Every time I kiss her, she sets me afire. She's a hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. My hot little mama. And you really sets me afire. Well, I'm a hot little mama. Makes me alarm. She can do more damage than the whole H-bomb. She's my hot, hot little mama. Yeah, 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 little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. The snow, that was all she could do. But my baby boiled the water after Mary got through. Hot, hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Yeah, she's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire.
What do you think about that, gentlemen? Is it all right to have Robert Ward and Kenny Burrell and Johnny Guitar Watson warm you up? If you're just tuning into WYSO, we have a very special event currently in gear, and it's been magic, and there's a whole lot of folks that have contributed to that magic, and I'm just going to shut up and let Dixie Peach take over. And Tony Paulus, take me somewhere, man.
Where do you want to go?
Northwest Ohio. Hey, how about Tiffin?
There you go.
I've got some baseball cards I'd like to trade you.
Just keep hanging on to them, man. They'll be good.
I hear you. My son gave a lot of the ones we got from you away to a foreign exchange student, I think, that maybe got over on Griff a little bit. But he's just a baby, you know? Once again, Dixie Peach, live from the soon-to-be-famous studios of WYSO on a Monday night.
Yesterday, how can I ever hope to forget you? Gotta find me a place.
I gotta hang it back.
Lonely face. Are you gonna break my heart if I let you?
Why did love got to be so sad? 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 Like a moth to a flame, a song without a name. Be so sad. Why did love got to be so sad? Why did love got to be so sad? Why did love got to be so so when I find you. Stop running away, I got a battle game to play. Can't stop from thinking about you. Why did love got to be so sad? Why did love got to be so sad? Why did love got to be so sad? Why did love got to be so
pretty safe to say that the end was a certainly perfect quote from, was that Clapton originally or Dwayne Allman on that lick?
That's Dwayne all the way.
Okay.
All the way.
That's what I thought.
The guy who nails that lick is Leroy Parnell.
You do a pretty good job yourself, brother. I don't mind telling you. This is a magic moment. It's you guys have created an ambiance, an attitude, a vibe that I don't see how I can do anything but let you play for the next 35 minutes. I can't play any recorded music after this.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You created it. You made that bed. Now sleep in it. I mean, wake up in it. I'm not sure what I mean.
That's cool. But before we go further, I got to say, and I appreciate all the kind words and compliments you've given us, but you've been quite a guy around town and a great friend and all that stuff. And I think back to when I first started playing guitar, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm fine playing the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, okay? I'm fine.
That's good stuff.
I'm fine playing the Beatles and Rolling Stones. And then across the street from me is Jim and Joe Higgins, and they're giving me lessons on the Stones and stuff. Then I go over when the Gillian Rowe, I believe it was, had a band practice across the street, and you guys had the garage door open, you and Jose Higgins, and
Tom Israel and Larry Knapp, bass player and drummer.
Thank you. Thank you. And so you guys are playing all this blues stuff, and I've never been the same since. So.
Well, Ira, I feel your hurt, and I carry a lot of that guilt. That's been my problem. I'm guilty for ruining your musical direction, man. I was just talking to Dave Benson, I believe, and telling him that story. So now you've just backed me up and made me legit. But yeah, that was a magic time, and I didn't know that you lived on the same street as Joe and Jim Higgins. But so you didn't have far to go.
Yeah, and after that. There wasn't a whole lot of Beatles and Stones happening for me. It was Paul Butterfield and Muddy and et cetera, et cetera.
So. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Good stuff. We got to get Hose back out, too.
Yeah.
You guys feel like playing a little bit more?
Sure.
Are you kidding? Of course. We're gonna do a song off the CD called Crying Time.
Great, great. This is off the most recent effort from Dixie Peach and let me ask you very quickly, if I may, Ira, how did you get Etta Britt involved? Let me just say that Etta Britt is a very fine vocalist. I think she's from New Orleans, and I have a CD by her, but once I got your CD, I couldn't find her CD.
Really, really. Actually, it goes back to we've got a real good friend in Leroy Parnell.
Absolutely.
And he always told me... Hey, if we record something, he'd kind of help out or whatever along the way. And he actually inspired me to write songs because I...
He's a Nashville veteran.
Yeah, and I had always had a problem writing songs because if I'd write a song and it wasn't Layla, I figured it wasn't worth trouble, you know?
It forces you to be real honest, and that can be painful sometimes.
So Leroy told me, he said, man, you just got to keep writing. He said... Somebody once told him, and I always like this quote, he said, every songwriter's got 100 bad songs in them. So the sooner you get them out, the better you'll be.
And a lot of those bad songs are quote-unquote bad and very, very marketable. What the heck?
Exactly.
While you guys were playing in the last set, I was in here talking to FM, and he said, Leroy Parnell, he said, didn't you and I – run into him at we did a guitar show down that one they have just immediately south of Nashville and we were at the hotel bar appropriately enough and we ran into Leroy Parnell. I mean, he stands out like a redheaded stepchild, so to speak,
literally.
And he is a blues guy extraordinaire, and I take my hat off to him. A blues guy in Nashville has got somebody's got to be keeping him honest.
Well, but anyhow, so Leroy inspired me to write. We got recording, and we record some up here, and there were a couple songs. Obviously, he played on two or three of them.
Right.
And we also got Jack Pearson to play on a couple songs.
That's
Jack,
another story, man. Oh, jeez.
Jack, we met through some of the gigs we did at Gibson's Summer Jam, and we played with him at those jams and stuff. So we got him to play. I'd take the songs down to Leroy's studio, and we added Leroy's parts and Jack's part, and I really wanted to get a female vocalist. And Leroy couldn't say enough about Etta Britt.
I can't either.
And, you know, she sings with Delbert and right. All those things. And she just came in and lickety-split.
Ripped it.
Captured the whole idea of the song. And on one of the songs, Don't Want to Wait, I mean, she just nailed it right off the bat. Almost started crying.
Yeah, so, that's a great refrain, man. It's a great refrain in that song.
Powerhouse.
And but you know we're blessed, I should say, that we have people. I think Tony Vest is an incredible vocalist too.
Absolutely.
You know, and I feel so bad about Saturday night. I wanted to make it a point to introduce you guys, and then for some reason I was still associating Tony and Larry Vest as two separate entities when they're actually the most soulful husband and wife team in Beaver Creek for sure. So it was Tony Vest and her husband, Tony Vest on vocals and Larry Vest on equally fine vocals and bass, and that's a magic thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry to take it away, but I had to make up for my mistake Saturday night.
Okay, you're even now.
Well, I'll never be even, but I'm trying.
Okay, well, so much of me gabbing away here. We'll go ahead and do this. It's crying time. We'll talk some more, maybe.
Thank you.
Let's put Dave on this song. Dave Benson.
Jump in here, man.
He remembers his part?
Yeah.
We show the mic.
Put a box on Roscoe's head. I'm sorry.
That's another story.
I'm going to have to tell that story.
Okay, and this one features the added vocals of Dave Benson on vocals, on harmony, I'm sure.
I mentioned Roscoe and I have been playing music together for many, many years. And we used to like to record in my parents' basement. And we'd record, but Roscoe's voice, he's so damn loud. He's so damn loud. So we tried making him stand further away from the mic. He just sings louder, you know? He just keeps singing louder.
Well.
And so finally, and I think it was Greg Harbaugh's idea, finally what we did, we found a box, and we put a box over his head. So he would sing with a cardboard box on his head. And
the absolute opposite of reverb.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we don't have a box here tonight, so Roscoe will have to stand back from the mic and let Brother Dave Benson sing some. Here
put him in
us.
The adjoining room. We've got lots of individual rooms down here. Well, we're looking forward to it. Dave Benson and Roscoe, Mike Rawls Cup.
Okay.
Here we go.
There you go.
Sam's box.
Crying time is here. When it ends, ain't exactly clear. But we'll wait till we get the day. The countdown begins, but the day will surely come when the crying time. And find something else instead. Some regrets might be futile to say, but they
applause. It's out there, man. A very fine rendition of Crying Time, a song written by Ira Stanley and done up for us live and in living color. A whole bunch of colors, too. Mostly blue, mostly indigo chops in there. And Shakin' Dave joined in here by the engineer extraordinaire, and we're just trying to take advantage of these Dixie Peach individuals. I would feel like anticlimactic if I had to play some recorded material now. So we've got another 20 minutes or so. I will talk for a little bit while
we can cover you for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's I'm almost speechless. If you don't, I'll just play the Dixie Peach CD. I got to say that, man, you guys you're cutting it right to the quick. This sounds great.
Good.
Juliet, once again, has outdone herself. I think she's outdone herself as far as the engineering aspect is concerned. We were in here talking. We're going to hold this recording hostage, and if you don't contribute to the next fundraiser, we're going to put it out and make money off you anyhow. So there.
Well, they know all the money we made tonight.
Huh? there's a saucer in here with a few coins. Once again, you guys have really brought this place up to a level that I haven't experienced yet. And bless you all for taking advantage of us and letting us take advantage of you. I think it was a mutual situation. It sounds so good. It's one of them things where you don't want it to end. So I'm throwing the ball to you, Ira Stanley.
Now, I'm proud to say we're probably one of the best bands here tonight.
I think that goes without any further comment.
But it's like I like to tell people, you know, and you may not know this, Dave. You know, we just signed a record deal with Columbia. And yeah, that's right. For $10, we get 3 CDs, and we only got to buy 2 over the next 5 years.
I think that's part and parcel of the new programming reality or marketing reality that exists in the recording industry. Everything's free now, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's all free. I think it was Archie Shepp, 50, 60 years ago, saxophone player. He said, you hit the note, it's in the air, it's gone.
That's right.
Don't think about that too much right now. Just put some notes out there.
Well, I played a couple notes. I'm glad they're gone.
Those are the ones that come back to haunt you. But they sound great in here.
Actually, a quote from Coltrane was, you know, when you play a note, it's not wrong until you play the next one. Everything's taken in context.
I remember the late Denny Johnson. The late Denny Johnson, late at night, would get into some rather extraneous. For those of you who don't know him, his nickname was The Rug, and one of the finest electric bassists to ever come out of Dayton. Yep. He would get a little out there late at night, and he said, "Well, he said a lot. We'll leave it at that."
Sounds like you might have thought that one over. Dave.
He was trying to quote Miles Davis, and Miles said, "Man, it was talking to Coltrane. Said, man, why do you take so long to make all them notes? Just take the horn out your damn mouth."
That's right. Yeah.
And maybe Denny said it. I think it was missing his front teeth, and it had better effect. Or maybe it was me. Anyway, Dixie Peach live and in living color here at the YSO Studios on March the 31st. It was me. 2014.
Blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care. Saw my baby down by the river, knew she had to come up soon for air. Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature, rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I'm seen.
and I speed. Wait in a drop of dew. She don't come, I don't follow. Waits backstage, I sing to you. She can dance a Cajun rhythm, jump like a willow to four-wheel drive. She's my summer love in the spring, fall and winter. She can make happy any man alive. Sugar magnolia, caught up in sunlight. Lord, I'm singing, I want you in the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me. She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. The breeze and the vines and the sun, the bright moonlight. Crazy in the sunlight, yes indeed. Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, the moon.
That is, you gentlemen have the distinction of being the first instrumentalists to ever play a Grateful Dead song on the Hall of Fame show, and yeah. It sounded great. It sounded like the Grateful Dead done by the Allman Brothers.
Which could have happened.
Absolutely, it could have.
That was a throwback in time. We just had to throw that in there.
That sounded great. Sounded great.
We got time for a couple more?
You sure do. You sure do. We've got real time is about 9 minutes till, and we'll do whatever you want. If you want to play up to the top of the hour and go right into Beale Street Caravan, that'll be great.
Okay.
Just give me time for an ID.
You know what they say. Play all night!
Yeah, we're going to do a couple more. This one's another one off the CD. And I guess I haven't plugged the CD. I could probably do that.
That every week, right? But you could do it too.
Well, what I like to tell people, to encourage people to buy it, because all proceeds go to benefit seniors.
Well, that's me and you.
That's us.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am in complete compliance with that.
Okay, here we go. This is Wait a Minute, Baby. What you trying to do? You know you can't have me and some other man too. That's right. What's good for you has got to be good for me too. If I told you once, I bet I told you twice. I thought you'd pay attention to my advice. That's right. You know it's true. Right. You know the rule. Do unto others before they do it to you. Good for me too. Now wait a minute.
almost there, gentlemen. 2 minutes to go. And I'll do the top of the hour ID. We'll let everybody know just how it works up here. Play for a couple more minutes, and we'll go right from live music here on the Hall of Fame show. Probably really a sin to be talking over Dixie Peach, but time has come. You're listening to member supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WISO.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And my deepest thanks go out to Lee Swisher, Steve Benson, Steve Williams, Mike Roscup, Roscoe, Tony Paulus, and Ira Stanley, along with a little bit of help from Dave Benson. Dixie Peach has been here on the second edition of the Hall Bass program. Thank you all for the calls. Thank you for the support. Stay tuned now for Beale Street Caravan.